Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Assistant Pella City Administrator Corey Goodenote joins us on today's program to provide an update from this week's Pella City Council meeting. Well, Corey, at this week's Pella City Council meeting, a change we talked about a couple weeks ago is now official. Pella City Council meetings going forward will remain on the same day, but the start time will be an hour earlier. Let our listeners know the reasoning behind the change and when that will go into effect.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. Yeah, this has been a discussion that's occurred, I guess, for the last couple of months. I guess the interpretation was that 6 o'clock may allow for some extended meetings. It's certainly coming into the budget season and with some of our large projects underway. I think the council was concerned about some of those extending pretty late into the evening. And so ultimately they approved the new procedural rules, and that included a meeting start time at 6 p.m. And that will be effective at the January 19th meeting.
So that would, again, 6 o'clock for start time on council meetings, and then obviously still continuing with regular agenda times and all the above. Going ahead with what actually happened in some of the regular business beyond that change, right now we're to the point where some projects of significance have been getting completed in the city. Let's start with the Tuttle Cabin, which is a project, a beautification project that was made in conjunction with the city's Parks Department and Historic Pella Trust, and the council ultimately accepted those improvements as part of city property and continuing to have that agreement with the Tuttle Cabin.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. Back in November, actually, of 2018, the city entered into a partnership with Historic Pella Trust, and the purpose of that agreement was to construct the walkway down there by Sunken Gardens and the Tuttle Cabin. And last night, the city council ultimately approved a small change order of $2,000. It was a deduct for some of the items that some of our staff did and some of the items were removed from the original contract. And so that ultimately brought the total contract to just over $105,000, and ultimately accepted the project, which I think if anybody's made it down there to see that area, I think is a really nice project and certainly will enhance Sunken Garden and that area as a whole.
Now, there was conditional approval, and for many people who have been paying a lot of attention in our community, there's been all sorts of housing developments within the city limits. And as part of those, our contractors are developing city infrastructure, and then the city ultimately would accept those, and those are paid for through tax increment financing. We've talked a lot about that in the past, but now we're getting to the point where some of these developments are completing some of these public improvements. And at this week's meeting, it sounds like, Corey, the council took the next step at Prairie Ridge with conditional improvement of some of the changes out there.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. So what an exciting time, I think, to be involved in some of the development that's occurring here at the city. And like you mentioned, one of the primary focuses has been housing, and Prairie Ridge fills a kind of a niche gap for the city from that perspective. And so what the council did last night, for anybody who's been out there and seen the road, is they accepted those improvements. It's about a half a mile of street and sewer, a little bit of a quarter of a mile of water, and just about a half mile of sanitary sewer. So that project is currently phased in. There's many different phases and plats will be undertaken, but ultimately the council approved phase one and accepted the city infrastructure with just a minor performance bond related to the lift station that will be out there to support the sewer in that area. And so what that did was that created about 21 lots and various outlots for a new subdivision for the city. So I think that's really exciting to see that project come to fruition. And certainly, like I said, will provide a kind of a housing niche the city is certainly has had a desire for. And I think will be a very popular option for those looking to move to the city or move within the city.
And now, as we head into the new year coming up, especially January, February, there's a lot of work that comes into mind with various meetings and work sessions relating to the upcoming budget. And before we take a look ahead, I know that council received an update about what's happened this year, especially with some of the impacts of COVID-19 on areas that were really hit hard, not only here locally in Pella, but across the country with recreation and hotel motels and things of that nature. What were some of the initial discussions held at policy policy and planning this week as it related to the budget, and why was that information critical to know about what's happening in this current fiscal year as council prepares to plan for the next upcoming fiscal year that starts next July?
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. Of course, as we kind of enter the budget process, there's many different phases to that, but the first thing we typically do is kind of look and see where we expect the end of fiscal year and look for any major impacts that will impact the city's finances going forward. And of course, COVID-19 has certainly had a role and raised some concern from the city standpoint on the collections of some of those funds, and particularly local option sales tax and hotel motel tax, which were certainly impacted or expected to be impacted by the cancellation of Tulip Time. And so there was a slight reduction in net income from hotel motel tax of about $72,000. And of course, the indoor and outdoor pool experienced less attendance they would have traditionally had. So there was a slight reduction in income there. The good news is that local option sales tax has increased for us over our budgeted amount for the current fiscal year of just over $350,000. And the city also received some CARES Act funding in support of our operations for our public safety personnel, and also for some other activities going on at the our local airport here. So ultimately, while we were concerned initially about the impacts of COVID, I guess the end result or the summary is that the city's in a good financial position, and we don't expect any material impacts to the current fiscal year, which is really good, because we would have to start taking a look largely at large-scale projects and initiatives. And so it's a really good position to be in, starting the process to look at the city's future financial positions.
Once again, that was Pella Assistant City Administrator Corey Goodenow. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniacablehouse.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.